Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. It's been about 4 months since Congress passed the health care reform bill and President Obama signed it into law. Today, we review some of the lesser-known changes to the health care system that are coming up, as well as the controversy over the man President Obama selected to oversee changes to Medicaid and Medicare. Joining me, as always, Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
Don Berwick is the man the president selected to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. You've spent a lot of time reviewing his very long record in the healthcare field. What should we expect of him?
I think you can expect for him to come in and get to work right away. He's talked a lot in his career about making healthcare more efficient for consumers, for providers. There's a lot in the healthcare law to focus on making Medicare and Medicaid more efficient. I think that he will want to get in and get to work right away to implement these changes with the thought of making these programs more efficient, again, for the people that they serve and the people that provide the care.
President Obama bypassed the usual confirmation process. There will not be confirmation hearings in the Senate. Republicans are angry. Some of them oppose Don Berwick. They believe that he believes in rationed care and that that's what he will bring with him to this job. Did the White House not want to have this argument this close to the November elections?
I think, number one, they would disagree that Don Berwick is about rationing health care. And, of course, Dr. Berwick himself would disagree on that point. And then also the administration would make the point, as many Democrats, that the current system rations health care if you have so many people without health care insurance. But to your point, I think you're exactly right. You could have had this confirmation battle would have been long. It would have been nasty. The outcome was uncertain. And we do have an election just a few months away. All of the debate would have given Republicans another chance to bring up everything about the law they dislike, to take certain particular remarks or writings of Dr. Berwick's and focus on them and debate them. And I think that everyone involved, as far as the proponents of the bill, wanted to sidestep that and just get to the implementation of it.
Okay. You recently reported a story that's now on our website about some of the lesser-known provisions of the health care reform law. And one of them has to do with paying for preventive services. What is that about? When does it happen, the change?
The provision would mean no copays and no deductibles for certain preventive services. Here you're talking about things like a breast cancer screening, blood cholesterol screening, and immunizations, no copays, no deductibles. The thought is that if you make that more acceptable in the sense of a patient doesn't have to have a copay or a deductible, they might go in and get these services, and that could save money in the long run. Some analysts are debating if these provisions and other requirements of the healthcare law are included, that they could drive up the cost of health insurance. Proponents of the bill, administration officials say that impact is going to be minuscule. This is going to take effect for plan years after September 23rd. Mm-hmm. If you're in health insurance, new plan years in January, for you it wouldn't start till next January.
Another element of this is for early retirees. People who retire from 55 onward are not yet eligible for Medicare. Who has helped in this scenario and how?
The thought is you want to incentivize employers to keep early retirees on their health insurance plans, and so this is a provision in the bill to do that. It would help. It would cover about 80% of medical claims from $15,000 up to $90,000 for the retirees, their spouses, and their dependents. One concern here is, will the $5 billion that's appropriated for this be enough money? Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius at a recent news conference talked about employers delivering their applications by hand for this program. I think that's a sign of great enthusiasm. Employers want help with their health care costs. So while this does stand to benefit a lot of folks, will there be enough money for it?
What's the expectation about how quickly the $5 billion might run out?
Well, there was one report that suggested that it could last, if it were drawn down for all early retirees and their dependents, it could last no more than 2 years. Now, whether or not that actually occurs, we'll have to see.
And finally, there is this expansion of Medicaid that we've heard so much about. At least one state in the District of Columbia are acting on this sooner than the law mandates. Where and how?
Well, as we know, in 2014, a very broad expansion of Medicaid will take place. Individuals who make, by today's standards, about $14,400 will be eligible for Medicaid. That's up to about 133% of the federal poverty level. What the law says is to states is, while you won't get the full federal match for that additional population like you'll get in 2014, if you want to expand your programs right now, your Medicaid programs, to cover childless adults, we will help you with the costs. Connecticut had already moved ahead covering some of these childless adults. Now they'll get federal assistance. As you mentioned, the District of Columbia has also decided to do this. So it's a way, again, let's get more people covered earlier than the law would allow.
I can't imagine that there's going to be a stampede by many states to do this, given the economic situation so many of them find themselves in.
Well, I think that's certainly an area of concern. We've talked a lot about the governor's pressing the federal, the Congress, you know, for more Medicaid
right.
money.
Right.
So I think that it's a decision a state has to make. While they'll get matching federal dollars, can they extend their own resources now to cover more folks under Medicaid?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
I'm Jackie Judd, and this has been Health on the Hill.